Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Attention Talk Radio, the show centered around paying attention to what is being paid attention to, with your host, Attention Coach Jeff Copper.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to this edition of Attention Talk Radio. I'm your host, Attention Coach Jeff Copper. Today, let's see, is Wednesday, January the 12th at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, the year 2011. Tonight's topic is ADHD, computer-based cognitive training, a psychologist's experience. With us today in our virtual studio is Dr. Wendy Rice. We're going to get right into our topic here in a second, but before we do, a couple announcements. For our iTunes listeners out there, I want to remind you that you can preview upcoming episodes by going to attentiontalkradio.com. That's attentiontalkradio.com. Also, if you're one of those people who doesn't really like checking websites and you really want our schedule sent to you, if you go to Attention Radio, that's just attentionradiowithoutthetalk.com, you can sign up for our newsletter and we'll actually keep you abreast of upcoming shows. Also, for our many, many, many podcast listeners after this is published, be aware that we used to broadcast on Fridays during the day, and we were really just catering to the download market, but now on Wednesday night we changed our time to encourage more call-ins, and so we encourage you to be a part of the show by dialing 646-652-4409, and you can do that from any telephone, just Wednesday night at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and we occasionally do a tape shows, but for the most part they're all live, so if you just keep that handy, then you are good to go. Let's see. Also, wanted to kind of jump right in this week's weekly ADHD update. The next ADD resources teleconference is Anxiety and Intuition with Tanya Valente. That will be Thursday, January the 27th at 8 p.m. You can get more information on that if you go to addresources.org. Also, in addition to that, for ADD resources, Dr. Ari Tuckman will be presenting 6 Simple Rules, Fundamental Strategies to Overcome Inattention, Hyperactivity, and Impulsivity. That will be Wednesday the 23rd of February at 6 p.m. Pacific Time. Again, you get more information on addresources.org. Ari is an excellent speaker. We had him on the end of November talking about when to disclose you have ADD and when not to, so that promises to be good. For our coaches that listen, don't forget the ADHD Coaches Organization conference this year will be held in Chicago, April the 29th and May 1st, so go to ADHDcoaches.org for more information on that. Linda Rogley, the ADD Diva, she's having an informational call here on January the 17th. That's on Bring It On, and you can get more information if you go to ADDIVA.net. Let's see. Attention Deficit Disorder Association spring webinars are still not posted, but if you keep monitoring ADD.org, announcements will be coming up there soon. And then just an early announcement that the CHAD conference this year is going to be in Orlando, Florida, November 10th through the 12th. So mark your calendars for that. And if you want to get more information, go to chadd.org. So let's put that behind us and let's get into tonight. Our guest tonight is Dr. Wendy Rice. Wendy specializes in the treatment of children and adolescent ADHD and offers counseling for parenting issues and learning disabilities. She offers treatment to families and individuals for depression, bipolar, anxiety, and other cognitive and behavioral or emotional disorders. At her practice in Tampa, Florida, she provides neuropsychological testing and computer-based cognitive training for improved attention, memory, and processing. She's received her master's and doctorate from, and I always don't know if I can get this right, Yeshiva University in New York. And,
Yeshiva.
Thank you very much for jumping and helping me out there. And you can get additional information on her practice and cognitive computer-based training, et cetera, if you just go to drwendyrice.com. That's drwendyrice.com. So after that mouthful, Wendy, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
This is This is a treat for me. This is the first show I think I've done with a native Floridian. So a fellow Tampa resident. So this is a first. It's real exciting.
Well, I was happy to see you. I'm actually not a native Floridian. I'm a native New Yorker who transplanted to Tampa, but we do both live here together.
Well, I don't know if there's any. Well, I would think there's no such thing as native Floridians. Although my children are actually fourth generation South Tampa, which is an oddity. Most people in Tampa are not from here, and I got four generations. At least my kids do. So it's kind of kind of quirky, but. Winnie, to get into things, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and tell us how you got involved with computer-based cognitive training?
Sure. So I'm originally from New York, and I did all of my formal education in New York College and graduate school, and had quite a lot of training in assessment of learning disabilities and attention problems in graduate school, and then started practicing, and I was doing evaluations of school-age kids and college students, and the more I tested, the more I wanted to understand, and the more I felt that I didn't understand. And so I went back, and a couple of years ago, I did a two-year certification training in neuropsychology where I commuted to New York for 20 weekends to do some postdoc work in neuropsychology, which was so fascinating. And as part of that, I learned about a company that makes a computerized test for helping to diagnose ADD, ADHD. And then I found out that they also offered software to help treat the problems. So that's how I got into this, was I was doing all of these assessments and therapy, and when I would find folks who had ADHD or working memory problems or other memory problems or impulsivity or even processing speed, other than medication, timed drills, and flashcards, I just felt that I didn't have enough to offer. So I was actively looking for other recommendations.
So tell us about just the word computer-based cognitive training. Can you give our listeners an idea of really what that is?
Sure. We have learned, let me just go back one step, which is we've learned a lot about how the brain works, and we've learned a lot about how plastic and pliable the brain actually is. So computer-based cognitive training is using a computer to help train or develop parts of the brain to function more efficiently and more effectively, because your brain can change over time with the right kind of therapy. So this is, it comes somewhat out of the rehab field, where if you had a stroke or some other traumatic brain injury, you might sit across from a table with somebody doing puzzles and trying to improve your brain functioning. And there have been some people who have come up with the idea that they can use computers with people to help do this in a more efficient way, and there's just terrific advantages to the consistency of using computers.
Just to lend some credibility to this for our listeners out there, if you haven't had a chance to, if you go back in our archives back in April, we had Dr. Jefferson Prince in from Harvard Medical School talking about positive trends in ADHD, and on our show we were actually talking about how research is showing that if you really kind of adjust what you're paying attention to, or you're working with your mindful brain, that the physical brain actually changes over a period of time. So there's some evidence basically demonstrating that this stuff is very positive stuff and works, and is really kind of something that I think is very hopeful for the future, that can do a lot for us.
Yeah, there is really increasing research in terms of really seeing what locations in the brain change with all of the new kind of functional MRIs, where they can see your brain working while they're asking you questions, plus all of the testing that we do pre- and post-training, and it's happening all over the country and all over the world. We're really seeing that there is legitimate research behind this.
Real exciting, real exciting. Who benefits the most from this type of training?
I'd say in my practice, I train many more college age and younger people, but as a field, cognitive training is being used tremendously with children, teenagers, adults who have concerns about memory, as well as the aging adult population.
So really, it across the whole spectrum.
Yeah, and it's also, you know, for athletes, and so, you know, tonight we're talking a lot about ADHD and working memory problems, but it has very broad-reaching possibilities. For students who are looking to get to the next level, even if they don't have a disability or a significant area of weakness, you can use this for strengthening and getting better.
Absolutely.
And then for people who have weaknesses, it's just profound, the changes that can happen.
Yeah, as an aside out there, it was interesting. I actually had a friend of mine whose 15-year-old son has ADD and is a golfer, and it was a great golfer, but has struggling around the greens. I actually made a recommendation that they consider just going out and getting involved with some of the stuff and use it as a tool to kind of help focus and kind of pattern the kid so when he's on the green, he can actually kind of practice on bringing some focus to what he's doing just through the computer training program. So
I'm a horseback rider, and I do competitive show jumping, and you have to remember the order of the jumps. You have to remember how many steps are in between each jump. You have to remember which one you're jumping forward and backward, and it's a tremendous memory load, and you have to have split-second responses. And so it's something that I think has a place in athletics for sure.
Absolutely. Well, I tell you what, Wendy, I want to come back and get into what's it designed to do and stuff like that. Before we do that, let's go to a commercial break. And before I do that, again, if people want to get in touch with you, what's the best way to contact you?
Either through our website, which is www.drwendyrice.com, or call the office. The number is 813-969-3878.
And with that, we'll be right back.
This is your ADHD information station. Attention Talk Radio. News, updates, and alerts sent right to your inbox. Sign up now at attentionradio.com.
Flying into life's storms with ADD can leave you swirling in chaos, feeling lost and alone. But Steve Gundy is here to say you're not alone, and there's a horizon waiting for you. Steve Gundy Coaching Practice, LLC, at 574-855-1800, provides the necessary support and tools you need to maneuver your way through the storms of life. Call Steve today at 574-855-1800 and schedule your free 30-minute session. That's 574-855-1800. Fly through life storms to a new horizon.
Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
I'm Jeff Copper, host of Attention Talk Radio, here to talk to you about CopyTalk.com, a voice dictation service. This is not just some voice dictation software. It's a real dictation service by people who type whatever you want. When I need to document something, all I do is hit speed dial on my cell or work phone and start speaking. The folks at CopyTalk will type it up and email it back to me that day. The best part is I can dictate as many 4-minute messages as I want, all for one flat monthly fee. Go to copytalk.com/ATR, enter Jeff Copper as the referrer's name, and sign up for the free trial account today. If you tell them I sent you, then you'll get $20 off the monthly subscription for as long as you keep the service.
Could hiring an attention coach really help you move forward? Does a child get wet when they dive into a swimming pool? You can get started moving forward today. Just call Dig Coaching Practice at 813-837-8084 and schedule a free consultation. Tell us you heard about us on Attention Talk Radio and get 50% off your discovery session. For more information, visit digcoaching.com. Don't delay, do it today. You're listening to Attention Talk Radio. And now, back to the show.
Welcome back, everyone, to this edition of Attention Talk Radio. With us today is Dr. Wendy Rice talking about computer-based cognitive training. Wendy, we've talked a little bit about your background, how you got into it, how it works. What is the training really designed to do?
Really designed to strengthen the ability to pay attention for a long enough amount of time to learn. It's to improve your working memory, which is your ability to figure out what you need to pay attention to and keep it on your mental desktop long enough to deal with it. It's to improve processing speed, which is just how quickly you can process incoming information. It's really designed to improve brain functioning.
Does it address any type of conceptual reason or anything like that, or is it just
the
focus?
The program that I use is BrainTrain. There's several companies out there that offer cognitive training software. The reason I've chosen to use BrainTrain in my practice, that's the company. The program I use is Captain's Log, is that it offers games that can be played in a variety of different domains. For example, they have games that specifically focus on logical reasoning and conceptual reasoning, games that specifically focus on auditory attention or visual attention. And so I can customize a program for any individual depending on what they need. And the most amazing thing is that if you train working memory pretty consistently, oftentimes that conceptual reasoning and executive functioning seems to fall into place, even if it's not directly trained, which I just think is so powerful.
Interesting, interesting. What type of time commitment is there for someone who's going through the training?
The minimum that is recommended and that we recommend is 20 hours of training with not less than 2 hours of training a week. So what we do is you come 2 to 3 weeks, do at least 2 hours a week, so it takes about 2.5 months. To get through it. You could certainly do it more intensely. And for some people, 20 hours makes an enormous dent in their functioning. And for others, they really need to come back and do another 20 hours.
So just for 20 hours, and that's 2 hours a week. Do they come in and sit down for like 2 hours at a time, or do they come in for like 4 30-minute sessions? How does that work?
We have had people come 3 times a week or 2 times a week. And then in the summer, we offer a more intensive program where they can get all of the 20 hours done in 4 weeks. So they come 4 to 5 days a week, and then they play not more than 2 hours a day, sort of not less than 2 hours a week, not more than 2 hours a day.
Excellent.
So it can be done in a variety of different configurations. But we recommend at least 2 hours a week. And we don't recommend that you do it all at one time, because it's a huge mental load to pay attention in that much of a concentrated way for that long. So we prefer to break it up.
And after all, you are trying to train your brain to a certain extent, and sometimes the repetition is good, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, you wouldn't go to the gym once a week for 4 hours or 2 hours. And the analogy of going to the gym is you work out over time and you build up over time. So in the very beginning when you come in, the games are relatively easy, and each game maybe lasts 2 to 3 minutes. But by the time you've been at it for a while, each game is going to last 6 or 7 minutes, and you're going to play for, you know, full hour.
Absolutely. And I want to kind of – I'm going to jump in here and give my opinion first, but like anything in this world, there's knowledge that you can go read a book and get some information, and then there's the actual skill of actually applying it. And I like to, when I'm working with adults that have ADD and coaching them, I like to explain, you know, if I'm going to learn how to play the guitar, I can go read all the books and understand what a chord is, but at some point in time, I've got to sit down and put my fingers on the strings and form a D chord, and I got to do it over and over, get it right or get it wrong. And years ago, I was trying to teach myself how to play the guitar, and I was moving along, but I got to tell you, it wasn't necessarily very efficient, and I was creating a lot of bad habits. When I went and got a professional sit down and helped me with it, it was amazing how much more efficient I was at that. Now, Wendy, I understand that you have people actually kind of come in and actually do the training on site, correct?
We do. We recommend that, because for most people, if I were to sell you a software package, you might go home and load it on your – even if I get it loaded on your computer for you and register it and get you set up, it's hard to do it. But if you have an appointment and you know that you're coming in 2 times a week to work with a trained professional, it makes all the difference in the world. Because to be able to do it as a therapeutic type of experience, meaning we help with strategy use, we're able to adjust on site, we're able to say, you know, it's time for a break now, or if you don't really feel like replaying a game, but we know that replaying a game is going to be the right thing to do, we're able to do that, especially with kids, because kids' frustration, you know, their ability to tolerate frustration is so variable. And to keep playing the game over and over again and making the same mistakes isn't very useful. And ultimately, we want kids to leave here not just with better attention, memory, and processing speed, but better frustration tolerance and an idea that, you know, there's different ways to approach tasks. So have you tried this, or how are you doing this? Let's talk about the process. Because that's in addition to physically and neurochemically changing the brain, you know, folks leave here with just great strategy use and problem-solving skills. And we're pretty good cheerleaders.
All a result of the training in a controlled environment with professionals there assisting you to kind of help make the most out of your time spent on it.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
Yes. Yes, that's what we do. And then what I have also said to people is once you've completed 20 hours or you're really knee-deep in it, I'll be happy for you to have the home program. And you can buy the home program at any time. I just don't think it's, you know, I just think it's a better investment to do it under some pretty good guidance.
What is the, from a research perspective, what research out there backs this up, and how long, like if you go through the training, 20 hours or 40 hours, are you good for life? Do you have to kind of come back for checkups? Can you give
my interpretation? Okay, there's been research that there's some terrific research from Sweden, and there's quite a bit of research here. It's currently endorsed by the NIH. There is follow-up research that seems to show that at about 4 months, the gains have been maintained.
Mm-hmm.
I have done outcome research here in my practice, and I'm seeing improvements in significant improvements in at least one area in 75% of the people that we've done training with.
Mm-hmm.
But beyond that, I can't speak to it because I don't know how much longer-term outcome studies have been done.
Mm-hmm.
I do know that people are coming back to me. I've only been doing this for about 3 years, but, you know, a year or two later, saying that the gains have been maintained and the kids are still doing quite well. If we use a gym model a little bit, you kind of have to keep practicing periodically in order to maintain
yep.
your strength. However, if we use a rehab model from traumatic brain injury and stroke, this is what I believe is once you get your brain functioning at a more optimal level,
mm-hmm.
going to school, reading the newspaper, all of that maintains it.
Yep.
Does that make sense? Because life is a constant brain exercise. So once you get it, once you have it functioning at an optimal level, as long as you continue to exercise it to some degree, and you're going to class, and kids are going to class, and they are tuning in and listening to their teachers, and they're remembering multi-step directions, and they're trying to remember spelling words and vocabulary words and reading comprehension passages. So once they've got their brains working properly, life does a pretty good job.
I tell you what, Wendy, I want to pause here and get ready to go for our second break. But before we do, for those callers on the line, we've got many people out there. If you've got a question, when you called in originally, you were prompted to hit 1 if you've got a question, or no if you don't. If through this, our conversations, if you've got one, if you just hit 1 now, then I'll know that you have a question. And if we've got some time, we'll try to field a couple of those at the end of the break. And also, those in the chat room, if you've got a question, if you type them out, if I can manage all this stuff, we'll ask it of Wendy. So, again, Wendy, if they want to track you down, they contact you how?
By my website, which is drwendyrice.com, and just drwendyrice.com. And my phone number is 813-969-3878.
And with that, we'll be right back.
This is Attention Talk Radio. We'll return in a moment.
Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
Okay, let's be honest here. How many times have you forgotten the wet laundry in the washer and it started smelling a little funky? So you had to wash it again? Maybe even twice in the same week? Well, you may be an AD diva just like me. I'm Linda Rogley, and I founded the AD Diva Network for women with ADD-ish tendencies, especially those of us 40 and better. The AD Diva Network is a great place for support, connection, and a touch of whimsy. You can join us at addiva.net. That's addiva.net.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ari Tuckman, author of More Attention, Less Deficit, Success Strategies for Adults with ADHD. This is the only book actually written for adults with ADHD. Each chapter is divided into short articles, so you can read only the stuff you want in the order you want. I take lessons from the research and make them totally useful in your daily life. You can get a free PDF of the first chapter at adultadhdbook.com. Check it out.
And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everyone, to this edition of Attention Talk Radio. With us is Dr. Wendy Rice talking about computer-based cognitive training. Wendy, we got some people that are interested in asking some questions. We've got about 6 minutes to go. Before we go to a question, I do. You had mentioned to me, kind of in passing, when we were preparing for the show, that this is a real this training is really good for test prep. Can you speak to that a little bit?
I worked with an 11th, and I think the summer of our going into 11th grade year, I worked with a high school student who had recently been diagnosed with ADHD, and we, in understanding some of her behavior problems, we finally put it into context and recommended that she do cognitive training. And when she finished, she came back and said, "Do you recommend this for every patient that you have who's getting ready to take the SATs or the ACTs? Because it has made the biggest difference in my life with how quickly I can get through things and with my memory." And so really got me thinking to how important processing speed is if you don't have accommodations on standardized testing. And with one of the outcomes that I've noticed is that cognitive efficiency, which is thinking quickly and processing speed, is something that fairly consistently improves. So it's a great recommendation for people in high school or college getting ready to take those high-stakes standardized tests where time is of the essence.
And this program is dedicated to pay attention to attention, specifically ADHD, but, I mean, this can help any – particularly, I'm just thinking – I mean, I got a son that's going to be taking SATs here next year or the following year, and it's a great training program for him to go through, even without it, just to get ready for test prep, right?
Right, right. And that's something that we're really looking into more. And there's a lot of research that talks about the cognitive deficits that come from depression and schizophrenia and age-related just cognitive decline. I mean, all of those things. So there's a huge field of people using computer-based cognitive remediation for psychological disorders way beyond what we're talking about tonight.
Excellent, excellent.
So for the typical developing folks and for those of us who struggle.
Excellent. I tell you what, let's go to some questions. Let's see. On my switchboard, let's see, we've got a caller from a 214 area code. You're on Attention Talk Radio.
Hello? Hello?
Yes.
Hi. My name is Mary Goodnow, and I am an advanced certified cognitive trainer, and I do use BrainTrain in my private practice. And I've been using it for 5 years, and it is absolutely the best thing I've ever come across.
Wow.
And I wanted to ask, because I've been doing a lot of little personal studies with the kiddos that I work with, and I work with school-age children and college students, and I have seen an increase in their IQ. Have you noticed that at all?
I haven't re-administered IQ tests. But we do sometimes readminister a couple of subtests, and there have been improvements. So my guess is that because executive function is improving, working memory is improving, and processing speed is improving, that there certainly could be improvements in IQ scores.
Well, I've been given the Naglieri, and I'll give the A, and then I give the B at the end of the sessions. And I've seen an 2 to 8 point increase, which is what they are saying out of Sweden when they do the studies on the cognitive training that they're using.
Mm-hmm.
And I also see an increase in grades, and the best thing that I see is the positive self-esteem.
I see the grades and the positive self-esteem also, and I see the improved test scores. I just haven't done the full IQ tests, but that is phenomenal.
You're seeing an increase of 2 to 8 points in their IQ test as a result of the training.
And this is a nonverbal IQ test, but it impacts their verbal too. It's a quick screening IQ test. In Texas, it is used for screening the gifted kiddos for the gifted programs because they don't want to give them a full IQ test. And I've used it the cognitive training program with a lot of gifted children who are either too fast processing, so I help them slow down, or they're so slow that it takes them hours and hours and hours to do their homework. And I've helped them be able to, you know, remember things and do it faster, and it's just amazing. And the parents and the kiddo even, they'll tell me, I can focus better, I can study better, I remember more, and I don't have to study 3 hours a night.
That's great. I had one student who said, now when the teacher says pay attention, I know what she's talking about.
Well, I'm so proud of you. It sounds like you're doing a fabulous job in Florida.
And you, and I might be calling you to check in and chat.
I would love to do that. I was going to email you, so that's wonderful.
Well, Mary, thank you very much for calling into the show.
Yes, thank you.
With about a minute to go, Wendy, I'd like to thank you again for coming on to the show. And for those that have any questions or want to get in contact with Wendy, again, can you give them your address and phone number one more time?
Sure. We're in Tampa, and the website is drwendyrice.com, spelled like the food. And my phone number is 813-969-3878.
Wendy, thank you very much again. Everyone, tune in next week. For Attention Talk Radio, we've got a series coming up in the next 2 weeks. We're going to have an attorney on board next week talking about laws pertaining to ADHD, the Section 504 and IEP plans, made simple. And the following week, we'll talk about the complexities of it. So tune in next week for another edition.